AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Still no German-built Leopard tanks for Ukraine, but Poland's prime minister is pushing Berlin for permission to send some from its own stock. That necessary because Ukraine is not a NATO member. The family of a black man in Memphis who died at a hospital 3 days after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop has seen video of his arrest.
Tyree Nichols was arrested after officers stopped him for reckless driving.
Regrettably.
Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump saw the video. He says it was similar to the police beating in Los Angeles of Rodney King.
Unlike Rodney King, Tyree didn't survive.
Crump says Nichols was tased, pepper sprayed, and restrained. Another attorney, Antonio Romanucci, says police beat Nichols for 3 minutes.
He was a human pinata for those police officers.
Crump says police want to wait a week or two before releasing the video. Five officers involved in the arrest were fired. All five are black. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Des Moines, Iowa say two students have been killed and another person injured in a shooting at a school for at-risk youth. Three suspects in custody. Four more Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the storming of the U.S. Capitol. The Justice Department is also pursuing sedition convictions against the former leader of the Proud Boys and four associates. And U.S. health officials want to make COVID-19 vaccinations more like the annual flu shot.
The FDA is looking at a simplified approach for future coronavirus vaccination efforts, allowing most adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against the mutating virus. One good reason, while more than 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one vaccine dose, only 16% of those eligible have gotten the latest boosters. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. Hundreds of tourists have been stranded in Peru amid anti-government demonstrations.
Anti-government protesters march in Aguascaliente, a town near Cusco. The culture ministry says it had closed the country's most famous tourist attraction, Machu Picchu, as well as the Inca Trail leading up to the site, to protect, it says, the safety of tourists and the population in general. Local official Abel Mato says teams have guaranteed the safety of tourists in the city of Cusco, at least looking out for the safety of each and every one of them. Some 417 visitors have been stuck at Machu Picchu and unable to get out, more than 300 of them foreigners. The closure of the Incan citadel, that dates back to the 15th century and is often referred to as one of the seven wonders of the world, comes as protesters from outlying regions descend on the capital, Lima. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.